episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Janice and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I can go write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me sound like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker.
You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Bella said you're so funny.
Contemporary ways, they got driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Good evening to you. This is Rick. Rick and Roro Show, episode number 42. As Roro just told me, life, the meaning of life, and everything from Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and so much more. So much more. On the 9th of August, 2025, be told. Good evening, Rollo. How are you?
Yes, it's great to talk to you this Saturday night. With great power comes...
With great power
comes great responsibility. I have the most perfect place here. I can't believe I stuck it out over there with all those stuck up assholes
neighbors
in New Lantern, and here in
neighbors.
Cardiff, I've got it so good. I've got a soundproof house because of they've soundproofed it because we're right next to a railway line.
Oh, so you weren't joking last week? Because I was going to say to you,
I'm not fucking around, mate.
Oh, you are in a soundproof. Now, how's my voice
sounding? Do you know what I did? I closed the door and asked you a question.
How is my voice? How is my voice sounding?
Is it clear? You sound like you're in the room with me. How's mine?
Well, as usual.
Are you on a cheap, shitty cell phone? Mine's
oh my god,
the same one I've had for like 2 or 3 years.
Mine's the same.
And my headset. Like I was Chitty. out in the rain today, pretending to be Ozzy Osbourne with some English people at Lake Macquarie. I was doing the Aussie thing.
Sharon.
Yeah, and they were loving it. And I gotta admit. Oh, it is. Oh, look. We've moved my big comfy lounge onto the balcony. I've actually put that onto Rollo's balcony.
Is it waterproof out there?
I'm not sure if it is. So I think when it's raining, I should put a tarp over it, shouldn't I?
Yeah, Rollo, this is going to be the end of. I'm just going to tell you now. The couch will be mouldy and falling to pieces within about a month. There you go.
Scotchgard, the motherfucker.
It won't make any difference, Rollo. When you're putting an inside
you need an outdoor couch. Yeah, you need an outdoor couch.
So you just go and get one from a look online. There'll be someone. You go to that. Get Christy to find one on one
of those. Well, I'll tell you what I did. Take your advice when it came to the TV that had the big black
Aldi
bar the fucked up on the way over. So get this. Only good things. Christy went and bought. She didn't get it at Aldi. She got it at the Good Guys.
Yeah.
This massive widescreen TV. Oh, it was. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, but
I was watching about $798.
Yeah, that's right. Well, okay. Well, so I paid about.
But it's massive.
You know, that's the it's big. So and the one.
Whereas
I paid $500
something. But mine. Yeah. Well, mine here, because I got her old one, the hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Is not quite so massive, but it has all set up with all her. Netflix and Hulu and
this does the same thing. It'll do the same thing. It's already ready to go on the TV when you switch your TV if you bought it.
And what did you buy? It's not ripping it. The only one that gets pissed off is Netflix. Netflix gets a bit pissed off. They don't like you sharing between partners.
No. They don't like you to do that anymore. They know all about that.
Yeah, but Amazon Prime, Jeff Bezos, he's fine, and Paramount Plus. They're fine with it. They said, look, you can share between partners if you're not in the same. And look, I actually put the TV remote in my pocket, and it must have pressed the Netflix button. And Netflix just popped right up and started playing fucking, what's that golf? Adam Sandler, something too.
Having
your more too.
Happy Gilmore too.
Yeah.
Talk away from the microphone a little bit because you're a little bit too loud in my ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's better. Oh, you're such a loud voice. What brand of TV was it?
Well, mine's a Samsung that she gave me. I think she bought either a Sony or a Panasonic.
Oh, really? Excellent. Well, can I just tell you, you've heard of my woes of TVs. I've been through, I reckon there's some kind of power surges that are knocking them out because the computer, the thing that happened to your TV, that weird pattern down the side.
We had a lightning strike right on the roof.
Yeah, that would have been.
I had the door open. Rosie almost got struck by lightning. Did I tell you that last week?
Last week, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Great show last week.
Yeah,
great
yeah.
I've just got
to
learn.
I think he called it Rick and Rollo. What was it now? 41. WTF? WTF? Question mark. I like that.
Rollo. Mm. I come up with a name.
Oh, you do.
Yep. I we've got a problem. You talk. We talk over the top of each other, so we've got to try and stop that because I've listened to. Two shows I did last, Me and You, which was great, but we talk over the top of each other, Julie Andrews. And then the next one I did on a Fakeologist, not the night you came on blind drunk talking like Ozzy Osbourne, the next night.
Mm-hmm.
And I sounded like I was on amphetamines. Like I was talking so fast. And it's just I've got a real problem with my voice. I talk too much. Ricky talks too much.
Can you give me some? I love amphetamines, especially with beer.
You should be on them anyway.
Dexies and beer.
Mm. You should be on them. You should go to the doctor and say you've got ADD.
One, I don't like doctors. Only good doctor is a dead doctor. Two, there's so many jobs here in Cardiff. There's industrial. What are they called? Industrial. What are they called? They clothes washing, clothes washing.
What factory?
And where they do it for hospitals and stuff like that. So I think that's a job that would suit me. What don't you think? Industrial laundry. Laundry. Yeah, you don't have to be face to face with the customer or anything. All you have to do is just
deal with.
Yeah.
There was just shit all over.
Yeah, and chuck it in there.
Yeah.
And you get paid $28 an hour. $28 an hour. Yeah. 3 days a week.
Yeah, we'll do it. It'll pay for you.
Yeah. Well, and it's in Moneybung Road, which is like, seriously, I can get one of those electric, you know, that all the young kids have got these little electric bikes.
Yeah.
So I could even get a bus straight to.
No. Get an electric bike. You'd probably get killed, though. I would just say that. So maybe get a real small one. Get a small one.
Get an electric bus every 20 minutes.
Is there an electric unicycle you can juggle and put a clown nose on?
You're just being a funny cunt. Have you ever tried? Have you ever ridden a unicycle?
No, you clown. I've tried.
No, I couldn't do it either. I tried those. What were those skateboardy things that go each way? They're like the hoverboard type thing.
I'm joking.
And I stacked it. Yeah. I broke some teeth at a Christmas party on one of those.
Wonderful drinking beer and on a Saturday night. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. With my good friend Rick. I've got a James Bay Premium in my hand. Rosie's here sleeping on the new couch. I'm sitting here watching the brand new episode of Dexter, the serial killer. I don't know if you haven't watched it. It is awesome. Oh, it is just.
We talked about it last week, Roland. Yeah. Good show,
Paul. Oh yeah, it just keeps getting better and better. It's tonally perfect. It is like I'm looking at that. Who's that dwarf guy? Yeah, he seems quite sinister.
The dwarf from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he's the Game of Thrones dwarf. Yeah, but he's not phoning his performance in by any stretch. It's Uma Thurman. I figure. Wow. Oh, Peter Dinklage.
It's a great name for a dwarf. If you're going to have a name like Dinklage, being a dwarf would suit you.
Yeah. It is top shelf. It is beautifully shot. There's nothing about, again, this place I'm not happy with. Even when I've got used to Rosie now because it is such an effort to, because we haven't got the place fully closed off yet. So
someone's firing. Someone's got fireworks going off in my background.
Oh, lucky you. Is it a special day? What's the 9th of August?
Actually, it could be from down at the there's a grounds not far from me that might have a fair. I think it's called the I think it's the Far Q Rally. Far Q.
Yeah, that's they've got to have a sense of humor to call it a FARQ. FARQ.
No, because Q is near me, KEW, like in England. And they call it where you're from? I'm from FARQ. Yeah.
See, a lot of people would, older. Well, we're older. I get that. That's a sense of humor that doesn't bother me.
Every time I have a shave, Rollo, I discover a new wrinkle. There's now I've got a wrinkle on my chin area.
Ask me when the last time I shaved. Ask me.
Oh, God. Was it?
I don't remember. Because
the time I cut your beard? The time I cut your beard with the, I cut your beard with the shears, or I pretended to. Remember that?
You should get up here and,
how long is your beard, Weasel?
Oh, it's down to below my nipples.
Fucking hell. You really
almost
are
almost to my belly button. If I stretch it definitely to my belly button, I can actually push my beard hair into my belly button.
Rollo, you are a wizard.
Cat weasel, Jeffrey Valdez.
A wizard. A wizard.
Yeah, a wizard one. Beard. Yeah. That's it. You got it.
Hey, can I just tell you, speaking of listening to Dexter, if you want to listen to the real McCoy crime and serial killers and stuff like that, I've discovered, I knew about it, but I've never listened to it. Gary Jubelin's he's a disgraced detective because he got sacked because of the the cluster fuck that he did not far from me when he doing an investigation into a missing child, the biggest story in Australia, still is the biggest story in Australia right now, guaranteed.
Bigger than Chamberlain, Lindy Chamberlain's.
Bigger than that? No. Well, that was back in the days when nothing used to happen, but this is still a big story. And he got sacked because he's an old school detective. He's about my age. I'd like to talk to him actually because I'd be interested to hear some. I've got some interesting questions about this case. But anyway, he's got a show.
Is it one of those things where you say, "What does incompetence mean? What does baffled mean? What does?"
Yeah. it's called I Catch Killers. I think that's the name of the podcast. I Catch Killers. And he was, you know, he did a lot of big, big cases back in the 80s and 90s. No, it's probably the 90s and 2000. Big stories. But anyway, he does interviews now, and he's just got rant interviews with bikies, interviews with journalists that have been jailed overseas, interviews with just interesting people. And I have just binge listened to at least 20 of them. And one of the ones is a fantastic one called The Ketamine Queen. And remember the show A Country Practice?
I do.
Of course you do. Well, she's the daughter of the main actor on that show, not Shane whatsoever, and not the friend.
Porteous?
Not Shane Porteous.
Rick and Roller.
Rick and Roller.
42.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Okay. And good evening. I'm the continuity man from the ABC, brought in to host the Rick and Rollo show on August the 9th, 2025. And you're listening to episode number 42. Back to the hosts, Rick and Rollo. Thank you very much.
You did it so well.
You know, what you said to him last week? You were so drunk. You said fucking faggots about 10 times.
Did I?
And he got really upset. Yes. And he got really upset. And he was, and I said to him, you know, because he walks around, he's going,
who did I say that to? Velocet?
No, a continuity guy from the ABC is the new continuity guy we've got.
I think that was Velocet must have been doing that.
No, Rollo. Oh, dear.
He promised me, I spoke to him this afternoon, he would be joining us tonight because I want to play a song called. Before I get to what you want to talk about, Chasing Cars by Sophie.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
It's a beautiful song. Yeah. So if I can with that. Okay.
It sounds depressing. Anyway, right. Back to the show.
Shane Porteous played Dr. Terrence Elliott.
So not Shane Porteous.
Right.
He was.
Okay. Grant Dodwell played Simon Bowen. It was definitely a man, though.
Yes, it's her father.
It was definitely a man.
The Ketamine Queen.
Right. Brian Wenzel played Frank Gilroy, the cop.
No.
Okay, so Shane Withington played Brendan Jones.
No.
Was it him? No. Sid Halen played Cookie.
No.
All right, Gordon Piper played Bob Hatfield.
Yes, Bob Hatfield, Gordon Piper. So,
Kitty Fiddler himself.
He got accused of it just before he died, and they threw the case out. It might have been an ex, grumpy partner, but this woman, his daughter, I forget her name. Mm. This show, she does two episodes of.
Ready. Okay, Gordon Piper's wife, Judith Ann Piper, formerly Price, died in 81 and wrote a directed episode of Country Practice. Piper, in 1999, Piper was charged with sexual molestation of an 11-year-old girl who attended his house at Penrith to help unpack boxes. Piper, however, always maintained his innocence and was subsequently acquitted of the charges.
Yeah.
It doesn't go into any details. What do you know about?
Well, should I, his daughter. Well, his daughter, because she. You've got to listen to the story. It's got Eye Catch Killers, Ketamine Queen episodes. So this. So his daughter, basically, to summarise it, she was. Went to private school over here. Daughter, you know, a daughter of a well-known actor, because he was a very well-known actor. Yeah,
he was very well-known.
Yeah, yeah. So then she went to Hawaii, became a nurse and a stripper.
I've got the story. The unassuming 71-year-old ketamine queen who changed Australia's drug scene forever. From outside, Karen Hostrand looks like any other Aussie... Obsessed with cooking and adopted a pet dog, but her criminal past will leave you stunned.
Oh my god.
So Karen Hostrand.
Oh my god.
Brad used to have a foolproof ritual every time a package of ecstasy would arrive from the US. She'd head to the bar in Sydney's Oxford Street to play a song, California Dreamin', drink a stolly, and drop half pill. If she wasn't high, the kind in 15 minutes, she knows it was no good. I want some drugs from her.
No, but sorry, I've got to keep talking over the top. Anyway, Julie Andrews, Rollo, she, before she got onto the, she'd gone to Hawaii. Became a stripper, she worked in one of the upmarket kind of where you can't touch anyone. It was back in the days, back in the 80s. She's 6 foot tall, so she's a tall girl. And she married a surfer from the area, an American guy, and they got into cocaine. And she talks about cocaine. She was a cocaine. She said that back then the coke she was getting was pure, absolutely pure. Rock from South America, and she brought it over. She was bringing it to Australia. Then she came over here. I'm summarizing the whole thing. She came back in that just as the ecstasy thing, met an American guy who said to her, "Would you be able to sell for me?" And he was sending her a package every week. She'd pick it up in Bondi of perfectly sealed chocolates or whatever that was in. There was 300 eckies in each box per week, and she was selling them on behalf. Then she got into ketamine. But they're just Julie Andrews.
You're all right, mate. I just posted into Rollo's balcony, and the American guy that you were talking about
Oh, my God.
Ketamine is quite a lot of fun. It's not that...
Ketamine is horse tranquilizer.
Yep.
But there's a process that it was big in the gay scene for some reason because you'd hear about them. The Special K, they used to call it. Special K.
Oh, right.
Meth.
Relaxed your... Amyl nitrate. That's right. Yeah. So your blue knot wasn't as
there's a lot of others. That's what Spike Milligan. Peter Sellers was totally addicted to poppers, amyl nitrate.
That's right.
Yeah, it makes you. If you're having an orgasm, it would turn it into. The equivalent of a rocket to the moon, rather than just a regular.
It would turn you a normal orgasm into something.
You're cracking it.
So the drug that's being used on the latest Dexter is actually Rohypnol, and I used to work for a company called Commonwealth engineering. It was a Commonwealth engineering, the steel company here in Newcastle. And a friend of mine sent around the whole, he only meant to send it around the whole, the computer guys, but he sent it to everyone in the whole company. Roland Spikes, his own serial wanker, Rollo Spikes, drinks with Rohypnol. And it went to them, it went to everyone. The CEO even saw it. And said, the CEO of the company in Melbourne rang me up and I said, it's a joke, and I know who sent it, because he was a real clever guy. So
it sounds like one of my email,
yeah, from the company.
I did that once for a friend of mine. I didn't realize.
I sent a joke email
to him, and I didn't realize it was CC to every single one of his clients as well. And it was basically the same kind of thing. And it was terrible. No wonder he doesn't talk to me. Anyway, Special K or ketamine is like Rowies, but you remember everything. There's Rohypnol Black blocks you out. So that's right.
Yeah, that's the day brain drug where you think it's
you can't remember anything.
That's right. Yeah, so I don't know why blokes would do that, but they do.
No, and then they. If you've done an all night, you know what the gay scene's like, you know, or the night back in the nightclub scene back in the day.
When you come out of it with a sore ass, you just go, "What the hell?"
Well, I'm talking about the gay nightclub scene is where where ecstasy first popped up. And so what they were getting into was this ketamine, where the next day, after you're high as a kite, you take a little bit of ketamine, and apparently it's fantastic, but you have to have only a small amount.
MDMA releases all the serotonin.
Yeah, this does something else.
That's why it makes you feel good. And then apparently the ketamine will somehow artificially fill it back up.
Yeah, backs it up. Yeah, apparently it's fantastic. And
I've never.
Hey, Bella.
Fucking maggots.
Hey, Bella. How are you, buddy?
Anyway, I'll finish the story.
Finish the story, and then I want my song.
So she got jailed. She got busted because she was dealing 300 pills plus all the ketamine. And she did 2 years in jail. Right, in Mullawa, which is now
this woman that I was just reading you about.
Yeah. But when she came out, she became a bondage mistress. I'm telling you, this interview was just one fucking awesome interview. And she's got a very young voice. I saw the photo of her. She's 71 now. She looks old now. She lives at the cross with a dog.
And when that's Gordon Piper's daughter. Why's she got such a different name? And she just uses
Corinne. I think Piper, Gordon Piper's name is probably a pseudonym. That is probably their real name. It's a Germanish name. Anyway,
the stories
when she's talking, because this guy, Jubelin, is an ex detective, right? And he's disgraced. He got sacked from the force.
Mm-hmm.
He's interviewing her. She was saying things that he had to bleep out. And one of them was that she became a brothel mistress at a bondage brothel. And she became she was explaining about bondage brothel. And this, by coincidence, you know, Daniel Johns from, he hangs out.
Yeah, from Silverchair.
This one that
Owl
she worked
boy.
At. Yeah, mm-hmm. The one that she worked at is the one that was caught at, or he goes to regularly, apparently, in Surry Hills. Anyway, she started saying stuff to this in the interview, and she mentions, she goes, the number one client was a guy, and he goes, who was he? And she says, and straight away it bleeps out, and he was a senior policeman that used to come to see her all the time. And she was saying he could have the most pain inflicted onto his penis. She would smash him with a cane 100 times.
I love it. Oh, I need to cop. Oh, I love hearing
stories
from cocks. And he was asking for it. He liked it.
Didn't he? She said he could take more pain than she's ever seen possible because she was a specialist pain inflictor. And he had to bleep it out. And he goes, and he could hear him. And he goes, oh, actually, we better move on from that one because apparently he's a senior policeman. And she said her clients at this bondage brothel at Surry Hills were lawyers, policemen, and politicians. And I bet they are. Because that's how they, you know, because they do all the shit to us, that, you know, that's how they feel better about themselves. They go off to a brothel and say, I need to be punished and inflict pain on me. And they do. And apparently.
There you go.
I'm saying this. Anyone listening, I Catch Killers, Gary Jubelin's show on Podomatic, on all Podomatic. All right. And listen to the Ketamine.
That's a great listen.
It is a fucking good listen, man.
All right. Hey. Well, I'm going to go and go to the bathroom. Now, Velocet, now I've sent you a song.
Already.
I think it's called Chasing. No. And I'll be right back. We hear just a tiny bit of it. It's by, now I forget who sung it. Let me have a look here. My little mobile phone. I sent it to you, Velo, not too long ago. It's called.
Why are we having a. We've only just started. We've only just begun.
I just need to go to the bathroom. That's all. Okay. It's called Sophie Tucker. Sophie Tucker, Chasing Cars. Can we just listen to a little bit of that? Can we have a little bit of that? Come on, do it for me. Here we go. Oh, thanks, buddy. I'll be right back. Rick and Roller, we'll do 42. Stop that. Stop it. Let me tell you,
I'm watching
I'm watching the brand new episode of Dexter, right? Dexter has just fixed a gin and tonic for himself and the Gemini killer, and they do the Princess Bride thing perfectly. So he puts the what's the horse tranquilizer? It's not ketamine, it's something a lot stronger.
It's ketamine.
Right? Well, yeah. Well, he gives him his gin and tonic, and then and they're still continuing their conversation. And just before they drink, he grabs Dexter's drink and gives his drink to Dexter, and Dexter goes, and he chugs it, and then he realizes, yeah, obviously, you know, he hasn't poisoned him, but no, he had. He takes one sip and then goes, hits the floor.
Or maybe it is rohypnol. Maybe it is rohypnol that they're using on it.
I think it's
ketamine. Apparently, makes it. What it does,
it doesn't black you out. Not like this. It's like this drug. Yeah, it's.
It sounds fantastic. That's for sure. But
M199 they call it or something. I'll look it up. All right,
They've made a stage name for it, Rollo. It'll be a stage name. They can't brand. If they say rohypnol or ketamine, they can get sued by the drug manufacturers.
All right, let me just Dexter's drug name. Anyway, whatever it is, it puts you out like a light. They call it M99. So the fictional character, Morden, uses etomorphine M99 to capture and sedate victims in the television series Dexter. Yeah, M99. It's called etomorphine, it's called.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's like an extended morphine. It'll be like very similar to. Now, you got it. When you watch on YouTube and things like that, when they show you areas, what's that new drug that it's like the more powerful form of morphine that all the homeless people are using, and it's really cheap.
I know the one. In America, yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible drug apparently, and you can OD on it. Rick and Roller, 42. Hold on, I'll look it up.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate.
And you're listening to episode number 42 of Rick and Ruru on the August 9th, 2025. Back to Ruru and Rick.
It was disclosed.
Thank you, Roland Rocchicelli. Yes, yes. Rick and Rolo, 42, the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. Not everything, everything.
It was disclosed very early on in the whole Dexter lore, in one of the very early episodes, he explains that he has like a veterinary license to get his hands on M99. But back to you, Agent 86.
Patrick Bateman. Yeah, Patrick Bateman, remember? Bellow. He orders it under the name of Patrick Bateman, you know, from American Psycho.
Did you ever read the book? I remember when it first came out in the 90s.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that was written by a woman? A woman wrote that book?
No, Rollo. No, you get things wrong. A male wrote it, but the director of the film was a female, the director of the film of American Psycho.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But he wrote The business card scene is one of the top ones, you know.
That's right, because I've got the raised print and all that shit. But the latest Dexter that's series Rollo, is up there.
Rollo's sound effect.
You can add
backing to it. Lord Rollo.
Yeah. Joel.
Rollo's fact.
It's like, dun-dun,
okay, let's get back to what we were talking about. So if we weren't talking about methamphetamine, we were talking about fentanyl.
Fentanyl
is the drug. Fentanyl. Yeah, yep. and it will fuck you up the FUBAR beyond all recognition. Yeah, that's a drug you really want to stay. You know, apparently they say
there's a new
gateway drug. You know, if you smoke weed, suddenly you're a fucking heroin addict. And heroin's got nothing on fentanyl. Fentanyl's a fucked up thing.
Fentanyl's like super powered OxyContin. Yeah. Super powered OxyContin. OxyContin's bad. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
And all you do is you bend over. You bend over in your own little world, and you just don't. As long as you're on it, you don't give a flying.
And there's also a new one. I think it might be fentanyl, but every now and then, because I'm in Redfern on Friday nights, right in the heart of the worst, the biggest housing commission area. And often you see people walking along, and I had this chick standing next to me, and she was doing this kind of weird dance. Her elbows were moving backwards, and it was like, and going all distended. And that's a new drug, and they call it crank. Oh. Crank's another one. Crank with a K.
You look like you're a woman.
You look like you're dancing.
Up the stairs backwards. Like
The exorcist. Yeah.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
You mentioned that last week, I rewatched The Exorcist, and yes, that is a crazy good film. I liked Leslie Nielsen's piss take on it though, Repossessed with Linda Blair. And with Linda Blair when she's an older woman. Yeah, exactly. They were both good.
Joel, are you on holidays now? Is this your last week or are you still working?
I've got, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm back. One more shift to do. Tonight is actually a work night. I've got to go, my sign on's 9:30, but I won't be working till 11:45. But yeah, last shift, and then I'm on leave for 3 weeks.
Come here, John.
Oh God, are you fucking retarded? You've called me twice in like the last 2 days, and we specifically discussed that happening. And now you're like, oh, come here,
man. I think next weekend looks good, and if it can be the week or any weekend, whatever's best, Jolo.
That's why I message you. Saturday, if that's the day that works, that's what works.
Mm.
I'll figure it out. Yep. But no, Rollo's already asked me about this over and over on the phone, and then he goes like, oh, come here. No, but it's like, yeah, no shit.
Rollo cannot remember a single thing of any conversation.
I've been abusing vodka and Red Bulls the last 4 weeks. Yeah, I know, but tonight I'm very responsible. I've only got beer in the house. I've got no access to Tubular Bell. Mike Oldfield, see? You know that I'm...
It was the exorcist is the point of the joke. But
Did I tell you, Rollo, a couple of weeks ago, sadly, the job I've lost, I got about 10 records, and I mentioned one of them last week, the World of the Worlds, but I got two Mike Oldfield records, and I Googled them on Discogs, how much they were. $350.
You've got a War of the Worlds original vinyl?
The brand new, it's not 1978 issue, hardly played.
Fuck.
£150 online at the moment.
Well, if you want to make,
I've got a really high-end Pioneer turntable here. We should meet in the middle and bring them both and hear it. That should be good.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic.
If you want to tell it, the mosh pit will buy it from you.
Yeah. Rollo, you're completely correct, because I'll just bring this up again. About 10 years ago, my father had a horrific spinal injury, and he ended up in John Hunter Hospital, which is very close to where Rollo used to live, and not far from where he lives now. And I got off the train to go and visit him while he was in there. And I walked into the shop called the Mosh Pit. And I walked in and I thought, oh my God, music and books and, secondhand, comics and everything. Yeah. And I walked in and I said to the guy, this is so cool, because this is my favorite kind of bookshop. And he said, oh, yes, fantastic. And there's one in Port Macquarie's got one as well, mind you. Port Macquarie's got two. And they've got, have a look at the prices on some of the stuff. You're talking about $300 or $400 for a record.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've got the whole from a deceased estate, thanks to my younger sister. And I'll never sell them. But
if you ever need any money, you guarantee money there. When I was 16, 17, and I was working at 2 Bob FM, 101.3, 2 Bob FM, Taree, I didn't realize what a candy shop I was actually in.
Yes, it was.
Fan-friggin-tastic. Full of vinyl. And I had 12 at night till 6 in the morning to play whatever the fuck I wanted. And I took requests, mostly bakers. I played death metal at the time. You know, Slayer, Megadeth, Judas Priest. You know, all the sort of heavy stuff at the time. And then the bakers would ring in and say, look, we're sick of that. Can you play some Michael Jackson? So I just, for the next half an hour, I would play Thriller or something, you know.
We're all three of us here interested in music and radio. Can I just tell you this? It was this time last year. No, it was September last year. I was doing my daughter had come back from Europe and she'd come and was working for me. And we were driving into the city to do a job after the big job we'd been doing. And I was tuning through FM radio. I think what night would it have been? It would have been a Monday or a Tuesday night. And I could literally pick, as she was tuning through it, I go, that's FBI FM, because I could hear that they were playing trancey kind of like out there. I could identify radio stations still to this day by the music they're playing. And all of a sudden we got metal, like really good metal, you know. It was like, you know.
Two triple R.
And I said, she said, who's this then? And I went, I guarantee it's 2RRR FM from Gladesville.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
When I was in that metal shop and I was just looking at this brand new Heathen record that came out in 1988 or something. And the guy goes, he says, that's really good. And I go, and I hear his voice. So I go, you're the main guy of 2RRR. He goes, yeah.
Was that in Utopia Records? What shop were you at?
The town hall.
Utopia.
Downstairs there.
Saying 2RRR. 2RRR is a metal station.
Joel. It's a community station, but it, for some reason, they always used to have metalheads, and I think Utopia Records, which is the greatest. I've never seen anything.
Yeah, but you and your daughter were hearing this only a year ago.
Yeah. No,
I'm just looking at their website. They look like your standard community station, where there's all like middle age, like all different ages, and they don't all play metal. Surely.
You know, well, 101.0.
Let's listen to it now. Let's listen to it. We'll see what they're playing right now.
Not at this hour of the night. It's only on the weeknights. It's metal.
That's pretty cool. I need your
love. 60.
To be fair, that's not what I thought it'd be.
That's 60s garage rock.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of the greatest stations. If you're into alternative music and metal,
Two Triple R,
Rollo, I'm talking about when I listened to it was 1987 for fuck's sake, and when I was with my daughter, and she said, "Who do you reckon this will be?" Then when she tuned it in, and I was listening to it, and it was, you know, like it was like, you know, Metallica.
We could have some fun with this. We could have some fun with this. All right, let's see, Bello, play 2UE. What's 2UE playing right now?
Oh, that's ridiculous. How am I supposed to pull that up on the fly? Rick's supposed to guess too, I should be pulling up the things and then he'll tell me what they are, not the other way around.
All right, 2CH. What do you reckon 2CH is playing right now?
It's a sports station, Roller.
I need to find a place that lists all the community stations. Commercial, you can easily get via the DAB website, but for all the community stations, you need to go to what is it? CBAA or whatever the organizations.
Harry, two bob FM,
and that'll be blues. It'll be blues music like Stevie Ray Vaughan right now. Guaranteed.
You have a chat. Let me find where I can get the streams, and then I'll give you a 10 stream guessing game, and you can tell me which place it's coming from.
Yeah, no, that's too. No,
why not? Joel, that might be a bit difficult.
I can only do it when I'm in Sydney and only listening to actual FM stations because it's too hard to do it online because you could be coming out with any station.
No, I was going to pull up the stream. I'm going to use their streams, but it's whatever's on air now. In Sydney.
Okay, I'll guess FBI and Triple R every time. Triple J.
That's not much of a guessing game.
No.
What do you reckon? Two Triple M's playing. They'll be playing. What do you reckon? Miley Cyrus.
No, Nickelback or AC/DC. Guaranteed. But anyway, Rollo, and I highly recommend you listen in. Dave Gleason's show is absolutely fantastic, and he's doing 5 nights a week now on Triple M.
Yeah, good on him.
It is good.
I'm a big fan.
I want to hear Triple M right now. Sydney's 104.9.
Interesting late, but ultimately they left it too late.
Oh, there we go. It's not even a song.
They were Brisbane that last quarter, but
fuck it off.
Yes,
Rick and Rollo is not sport. Fuck rugby league. I've got the most beautifully signed Eels. Picture right in front of me now in pride of place.
Have you tried to sell that, Rollo? You should try and sell it.
It's like Dexter. You wouldn't sell any of your trophies that you've got in life. I wouldn't give them up for anything. That thing stays with me until I die. And it's got my name on it. Best wishes, Luke Burt.
The stations I was picking with my daughter were there's only four of them, right? But I could pick each one, and I was 100% correct. Mm. And one of them was the 2SER. It'll be this weird, really cool electronic music right now, and that's the station that's run by the TAFE.
It's 2SER. No, it's located on Sydney University campus.
Yeah,
it's independent. It's got a separate entrance from the street. It's not part of Sydney
University. Can we listen to the stream?
I've actually toured 2SER. I was aware of that.
But the music on 2SER is perfect music. You'll always get something. It could be old jazz music. It could be, but whatever it is.
This is what's on 2SER at the moment.
Right. Jazz. Yeah. No one has said 2SER.
I'm not a huge into jazz. Can I ring in 2SER and that's our request?
No.
Ring in.
But anyway, I'll just have to, while Jolo's online, Joel, my son just got a gig on the university radio station. He's got a 1 hour gig every Thursday night or 2 hours doing his own stuff and playing music and doing his own.
What station is that?
Melbourne University station, but he doesn't start till next Thursday. He's been in, the training for fading. Well, how to fade in and fade out and
panel operating.
He's panel, so he's been. So I think you are the panel operator and DJ.
Has he got a stage name, or does he go under his?
It'll be the Gab.
Not Rick Jr.
Yeah, good stuff.
He's got the gift Gabriel. The Gab, guaranteed.
It's just perfect.
That's a clever pun. That's good.
Yeah, but I said to him, you have got the genes of just being, because his he's got lots of talkers in his family, but he'll be fantastic. And he said they showed him how to fade in, fade out, and he's going to make up sketches.
Don't forget, he's going to direct. What's it called? What did he do?
Rick and Rollo's version
of Galaxy Quest Two. Oh, I've got to finish the script. It needs to be worked on.
Are we talking? Is it radio fodder? Is the University of Melbourne station?
Yes, it could be. Let's have a listen.
He's not on
till
next week.
That's okay, but let's hear what they're playing at the moment.
I can't find a stream. They don't seem to appear like a regular station. Stream play.
Joel, it is a stream because he told me it's not actually an FM
station. They don't go FM,
It's funny, Joel, when we just say, I can't find a stream. It's when I go to the urinal. Between two blokes, I can't find a stream.
Well, you probably shouldn't have had your mouth open either, but anyway.
looking down.
Can you remember who was the rugby league player? What's his name from, was it, I think he was, oh God, I think he played for the Cronulla. Yep. Who was
it was Matthew Johns, was it?
The big thing they were getting into was urinating up in the air and swallowing their own urine at the urinal, and he got sacked for it and this became a big thing.
It was Steve Rogers.
Oh, they probably did it, but this particular guy is covered in tattoos. And he
I remember the guy that took over from John Laws.
Remember the guy that took over from John Laws was taking
the higher. I mean, that's what footballers do. They're a bunch of fucking pigs.
Who?
The guy that took over from John Laws.
How would you get swallowing urine in that guy?
Rick and Rollo. We're back up.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yeah, mate. Hey, we're coming out of the break. Saturday, the 9th of August, 2025, Rick and Rollo 42. The meaning of life, the universe, and everything. Not everything. Everything. All right. We're just talking about rugby league and the disgusting things that these players like to do.
Yeah, they are the worst of the lot.
When they are caught doing them, Ray Hadley was disgusted in that. What was his? Todd Carney, who could piss up and drink his own urine.
They were doing it when they were in nightclubs. This is their kind of entertainment between rugby league teams. This is the dumbest.
Too much money, too young, that's called.
Yeah. It's true.
You have to have people to manage their money, you know, otherwise you end up like what's the worst things? Look at my favorite team are the Parramatta Eels. My main man, the Jared Hayne played right. 3.5 years in federal Pelmy in the Arse prison.
He got raping a woman here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it was right, but he was, he just expected
three and
her
and
to
half
do things.
Yeah. It was pretty brutal what he did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, but he did the same thing in America when he went and played gridiron and got a contract over there.
Yeah, they have a different system. The San Francisco 49ers, he played for, paid to get him out of jail. You know, in America, they've got so much money. If you got that much money, you can pretty much get away with anything, but not here in Australia. Thank goodness.
Before Jollo goes, how long have you got, Jollo?
I'm sure he's got all night.
He's going to work. He said he's going to work.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Jollo, you're going to work, are you, bro? All right.
He might have already gone to work. But anyway, last night when I was sitting there.
I'll be here for another half hour. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Just before you go.
Jesus, what a reaction.
No, well, it's true. It's
I've got to clip that. Oh, sweet. No, half an hour. Joel, half an hour never meant so much.
We appreciate the Rick and Rollo show appreciates having you
absolutely
come in and actually play your bits.
It's one half of it does, apparently.
And listen, Jolo, when you and Rick come here
next Saturday night, I will
give you $300 in the hand.
Wow.
If you need
like
it
a prostitute.
To do with what you wish. I actually think you probably, I don't know why you'd want to spend your money on prostitutes, but I'll do it for free.
Anyway, I'll
do it for free.
Can I just tell you about last night's journey home?
Go for it.
From the winner is Sydney.
Sydney!
The winner is Sydney, Australia.
We should play that song one time.
We just did.
Every week we should play that song.
Last night I drove home at 8:30. I finished, got into my van, got on the road, and I said, "Please God, please Jesus, let me get home without any accidents or whatever on the road."
Okay.
Or particularly me. I was more concerned about me. Because it was really rainy, bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was driving along, you know, you've got those giant electric signs that we had in COVID that you say that you can't go to Queensland, you can't go there, and you're locked down here.
Yeah, another one.
There was this one started flashing that said, Narong. I always go, every time I see Narong, I always go, duh-duh, Narong, duh-duh. It said, accident on road closed. And I thought, please let it. I said, please let it be gone. You know, because normally an accident they can get off the road. Well, guess what? I got past Newcastle. I went into the servo, which you know, the big shell that's. And I had a smoke. Went and got a sandwich or something or other. Got on the road. And as I'm driving, I thought, please, God, let this be just all empty and nut. I could see lights of trucks and cars in this big line, and there was a truck versus car accident, and it said road closed. 2.5 hours sitting
fatality
in the rain.
Yeah, fatalities. Fatalities.
I think they had to cut them out. But when I drove past the actual scene 2.5 hours after, 2.5 hours sitting in my van listening to the great station 96.3, Be Told, my favourite station. And they played this particular song, which I thought we should play because you would really like it because it's got that, you know, Pump It Up. But it's also
Pump Up the Jam, Pump It. Oh.
No. Pump It Up by, it's exactly the same vibe.
Pump It Up. Oh, yeah.
Elvis Costello.
Frank's cousin.
That thing was reused by the Rogue Traders. That chick from Neighbours, right? Many years later.
Natalie Bassingthwaite.
That's it.
Can we hear that one? You know, we're going to before Jolo goes because that song has stolen Pump It Up's best bit, and Natalie Bassingthwaite can sing. She's a good singer. But that song is awesome, and I thought I have not heard that riff
a few different songs. That
yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that has been used in a lot of. Let's have a look. Let's see where Pump It Up has been used. See if Stolten can play a few of them.
No. You won't need to play anything. Borrowed.
Yeah. Okay. So
we will play. So Joel was 100% correct. As Rogue Traders. It's called Voodoo Child.
That's it. I remember the song. Yeah.
Did you want the original Elvis Costello and the Attractions, or did you want Rogue Traders?
No, Voodoo Child. Voodoo Child. Yeah. Because that is a really, really good song. But they've stolen the best bit of Pump It Up by Declan McManus.
Their production company would have they would have settled and given Elvis.
They would not have gotten.
What about Remember the Vanilla Ice?
vanilla ice, and they said they didn't. Yes. They didn't nick it from.
He got no money. He got no money. Under pressure. He got no money. Anyway, shush.
Go on. Turn it up.
I'll mute.
Open up to your bum.
Looks like a dick going towards an arsehole to me.
Here come the drums, here come the drums.
Oh, you need a good spanking. Is he circumcised? Next thing you know, you wake up naked with God knows in somebody's house. Who the fuck house am I in?
Hey, Voodoo Child, Greatest. Nowhere I'd rather be on a Saturday night, yeah.
I'm in my mid-30s, and during that song, when Rick brought up the Elvis Costello Declan McManus thing, and I immediately thought, oh, yeah, Bassingthwaite did that with Rogue Traders. And then I think 100%. During that song, I'm thinking, fuck, I'm closer in age to you guys than I am to anyone my actual age. Like, I know more weird music. Yeah, like, I've realized, I'm a Rick and a, like, what are you, Rick? 60, Rollo's like 50 something. I'm like, I'm closer to 50, you guys than I am to anyone else. And that's like, it was kind of like a bummer like, during that song. Oh dear.
Jollo, I was like that even when I was 16 or 17. I got on better. Like
You have a knack for the songs. Well, like I don't know. I always have a knack with music. I remember all the different artists and things, samples that were borrowed and that. You know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was 20 years in front of myself.
But that was so beautiful. That's a song all three of us really enjoy.
I know. I didn't know you were in it as well. I heard like a dick in an asshole or something in there. Yeah, you were like premiering on that one.
You've been a party bugger. What's your favorite Prodigy song? Do you remember the band Prodigy?
No. Actually, continue the conversation and don't steer it into Smack My Bitch Up again.
Yeah, no, but we'll talk about Prodigy.
So, I do like that song.
I think it was a week ago, 30 years prior, Breathe was the number one hit from Prodigy with the guy that died.
Yeah, now he died a little bit young.
Really
Keith,
young. Keith died way too young.
No, I think his biggest, the one that he'll be remembered is Twisted Firestarter.
But yeah, Firestarter. You're right. Yeah,
Twisted Firestarter. Yeah, it is their biggest.
Is it Breathe? It is Breathe. It's called Breathe.
Oh, it's called Breathe.
And so they actually went on to become.
Up to half an hour, and he has to go to work. So maybe we'll go out with that, and I will send you.
Rollo, we're not playing Prodigy, and no, you're not going anywhere.
All right. Okay. No, I'm just going to say...
Don't go out. If you want something else, I'll do it now, but I've got to get going and go have something to eat before I go to work. But, if there's something you want... Cool.
Yeah, what do you want, Rick? And I'll text you guys my address.
I reckon Poison's way better than Breathe.
You're the poison. That's the remedy.
It's a great remedy.
That's it. You're the poison. You're the remedy. All right, we'll go out with that. And
we're not going out. You're getting confused.
Rollo, no one's going out. We've only just started. We've only just begun.
Whatever that song.
Hey, anyway, Rollo,
What movie was that in recently? We've only just. Oh, it must have been 1408, right? We've only just begun.
1408 with John Cusack.
I was trying to think. I knew that from somewhere of like a torture scenario. Really good it must movie. Be, yeah, 1408.
It's the Carpenters.
Yes.
We've only just begun.
Do you know he looked exactly like me, John Cusack? He's born pretty much on my.
I know. Last time I went to your place, I said, "Hey, John Cusack." What? Oh shit! It's Rollo, not John Cusack.
The only person I could say you do resemble now is Catweasel.
The more you keep drinking, you'll start to look like Joan Cusack.
Back in the day, he was in a movie called Better Off Dead. Do you remember that with the guy from MASH, Ogden Steers? That
really, David Ogden
Better
Steers.
Off Dead. Yeah. Yeah, he was his father, and I reckon
the most disappointed I've ever been with MASH and Joel's.
Charles Emerson Winchester III.
I just found him to be irritating, and not the same as Henry. Henry was to me way better as the bad guy on MASH.
You're thinking of Burns.
Larry Linville.
That's why season 4 and 5 were the best, because it was between when David Ogden Steers arrived and before when Burns left and he came in, Potter was already there at season 3, so it was a good overlap
There was no Ogden Steers and Loretta Swit never had any love interest.
I don't think Steers
it was so good with Larry Linville and Loretta Twitt. Yeah. Will they or won't they type thing. Do you remember the episode when
Hawkeye and Hot Lips got stuck with a sniper and they ended up kissing and having
They got together about midway through. It might have been about season 5 or 6. Yeah, they got trapped somewhere under sniper fire and they got together. And then she got way too excited, going, "Oh, well, we'll get married and we're gonna," and he's like, "What the fuck?"
It was a great show. We actually, I think you would have heard Dave J talking about the set, which is very interesting, talking about the sets where it was filmed in California, which has now been, you cannot go to. It's all like WWF area. They've closed
SmackDown.
Down
Mount.
All right. You can't go there anymore. Suicide is painless, right? So it says. MASH? Bullshit. I reckon suicide can be really, really painful if you want it to be. There we go.
I want to find that Manic Street Preachers version. It was pretty good.
Yeah, the Manic Street Preachers version. Yeah.
Didn't we play it once?
I think we did years ago. I'm trying to think, did I have that song?
Yeah, we did. No, we played. The one we played was the Umbrella song by Manic Street Preachers, which is very good as well.
Oh, well, that's what. Fart. Yeah, you're right. That's what we played. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, we didn't play the.
I can't understand that band, you know, because they had this legend about them that Richie Manic disappeared and no one knew where he went. And I thought the whole thing's fake. There's a fake narrative. They wanted a legend built about them. So they had this legend that Richie Manic, the singer, disappeared and no one knew where he went. I do remember that. Am I imagining that? I don't think I am. But the Manic Street Preachers has some really good songs, cover versions rather, really good cover versions of songs. But Umbrella we played.
You're right, it was Umbrella I was thinking of. We had their version of that.
Yeah, great song.
But that was cool too, taking like an urban artist and then, yeah, Umbrella was like urban R&B.
Yeah,
you're
right, I know. Yeah. I see visions of the things to be. Yeah, Bello. Try the one I just sent you. It's called HD Film Tributes, Suicide is Painless, Johnny Mandel.
What's different about that?
Just give it a go and see.
Hey, this is the reason I listen.
Russian roulette of radio shows.
But the interesting. This is why I listen to Media Monarchy. You're listening to
Rick and Roller.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Yep. The art of condensation, August the 9th, 20. Oh, here we go.
Look at Rollo 42.
It's a long lead-in.
That's a genuine.
That's right. The film had the lyrics. The TV show didn't have the lyrics. Yeah.
Yep. The pains that are withheld for me. Tonight. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skins. It doesn't hurt when it begins. Well,
but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger. Watch it grin. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and
The whole clip too is just using the what do you call it? Music video is clips from the movie.
Yep.
But I'll also add too. I've seen the movie many times. Once I became a fan of the TV show, I went and got the DVD of the movie. Very curious.
Yep.
But I just wanted to point out too. JLB brought this up in a recent podcast of his, so I want to also mention before it let me watch this video. Mm-hmm. It said, "Are you contemplating suicide? Mm-hmm. Here's a helpline." Right, and I had to click yes. Right, and JLB just brought that up the other night that he couldn't search the word. The definition of the word flagellation without it bringing up a thing about are you planning to hurt yourself? So I'm just letting him know, when I tried to play the song, the theme from MASH, Suicide is Painless by Johnny Mandel, it also asked me before I could play it as well.
They call them the Johnny Man Singers, not Johnny Mandel. It was called the Johnny Man Singers on the actual
vinyl. YouTube, because you have to tread on eggshells for YouTube. You even say the word suicide. You have to say self-delete.
Hey, well,
that's
guess
how
what?
Young people get, say well, self. Or,
they know. Get, but guess, but guess what? We in Australia and Joel Rollo or Rosie Rosie Rosborn and Rick, we are here, and they are definitely coming after YouTube because of Anthony Albanese. You know, we're going to need real ID to actually watch YouTube.
Yeah, the people in power or whatever, the worst thing that they hate in the world is free speech of any kind.
Yeah,
what we would be considered doing tonight is hate speech.
Rebels.
Even hate if we speech, were talking possibly. Just talking about Mac.
Guys, I'm gonna leave you to your hate speech.
All right.
Because I've got to go have something to eat and get ready for work.
Hey,
but you've got 16 listeners on the live stream, so keep
seriously,
them entertained.
Guys,
go for
I've
as long as you
enough.
Like.
I've had enough.
You single-handedly ruined this whole production, to be fair.
Rollo, shut up. Rollo,
I'm going to go out with a suicidal tendency song.
We're not doing that.
No, Rollo.
I'll talk to you guys later. Good night. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joel. Rollo, you've got at least half an hour in you. I can hear. I know you.
I want to go out with a suicidal tendency song.
Oh, well, they're going to be here in about two.
What's your favourite suicidal tendency song?
We're not hearing
I
any.
Had the,
Rollo, shut up.
To the bar.
Julie Andrews. Thank God for that. 16 people that are also as lonely or miserable and depressed and got nothing else to do. Although I'd say a few of them are actually in their morning. We're at the right now. I'll tell you the time and the winner is actually I'm not in Sydney. I'm in where I live. 7:25. There are people out there listening, Rollo. 16 of them. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Because we are the most entertaining show. The Sex Pistols of podcasts, Julie Andrews. Julie.
All right. Now, I'm just going through institutionalized frontier, suicidal tendencies.
Right.
Play
any of it.
More inside my head. No, nobody hears.
Great music. Great songs.
Trip at the Brain.
Trip to the Brain.
Right. Where will I love to go?
Can I just tell you, Rollo, I know all of Suicidal Tendencies' first three albums.
I Hate You Better.
Join the Army. Great song.
Oh, Join the Army, SC. I love the end of that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
You know, as Suicidal right. Rock, Join the Army, Suicidal Rock, SC.
I've actually reproduced myself a few times or a couple of times, definitely. And
I saw them in Sydney years ago.
You're going to be able to see them in Sydney in November. They're playing.
Okay.
And my son, who's
I think
they're
playing with Pantera and
Metallica.
And Metallica was it? Yeah. All right. Yeah, Metallica.
Oh
I used to really like Metallica until they went a little bit.
Can I just tell you, the rain is coming down like. Biblical.
So hard it'd make your head bleed. It's the same here, mate. But the thing is, our corrugated roof, well, I say our, me and Rosie's corrugated roof, is so secure that whoever built this place.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
But they built it so it's, you can't hear anything from the outside because we live right in front of the railway line.
Fantastic.
So that means I'm in a, studio.
Yeah, well, you may as well be. You know, last week when you'd said that, I was going to contact you and say, actually, I think I said, I was querying and I said, do you really think in your wildest dreams that your voice can't be heard out of your granny flat? If you say that you're living next to a train station, you may well have
something. It might be a bit different down the back.
Last week you started screaming out when that poor little old man that we've got that does our, and you said, fucking faggots! You were screaming.
Roland Rocatelli.
No, not Roland Rocatelli. You.
Okay.
He came on to back announce our last introduction or whatever, and you were screaming out, faggots! And then Joel played the same grab.
Mm.
You're a nasty. Yeah, see, you know, so I'll just say this. He's about 90 years of age. He wears a tuxedo. He's got his hair all brill creamed. Mm-hmm. He uses brill cream back, and he's a proper 1950s.
A little brill cream, a little dabble to ya.
Do you remember brill cream?
If Bello was still here, he might remember that. I remember that line, "Brill cream, a little dabble do ya."
Yeah, a little dabble do ya. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But guess
if
that advert had come out now, what it would say is that brill cream, rub it all over your whole body, because all of a sudden they realise that a little bit of anything. And I'll tell you this is a guaranteed true story. Remember Vegemite?
It was an off product from beer manufacturer. Yeah,
exactly. But what it used to say that too much spoils the taste, literally on the advert for Vegemite. Too much spoils the taste. And then some nasty fucking evil, you know, what's his name, that guy that wrote Propaganda, siblings.
I don't know, but if you put Vegemite on my toast, I will gag. I will go.
No. It's disgusting. No, it is disgusting, but it's made from the off product of
It's an alcohol byproduct, and in England they called it Marmite, but Vegemite. And they sent it to people in America, and you see people in YouTube videos and they've gone, what the fuck is this shit? And they go,
I know.
And they spread it.
Proper conspiracy theorists, my God, it's fucking pissing down with rain out the back of my place.
It is down here too, mate.
Okay, well, I'm getting the same thing. So what it used to say, though, on the advert, on the little container of Vegemite, it would say too much spoils the taste. So what you do is get your toast, a nice piece of square with real flour, not the bullshit soy flour that they're putting in it, and you'd put real butter on it, and then you'd smear a fine smear.
So you have to go to the farmer's market, get real sourdough or something.
No, now you do.
And real butter.
Now you do. And then
wreck it all by smearing that fucking butt.
It looks like when I've
had a real night on the booze and I shit into the toilet, that's what I see, Vegemite.
Anyway.
It is disgusting. Sorry.
No, Kraft. If you smear...
As Kraft's producer, I don't think we'll ever get a sponsor by Kraft.
Can I just tell you now, Kraft, with a K, is straight out satanic. The satanic company that took over. The original
Why did they change the name Coon? The Coon cheese? Because the guy's name was Coon.
Exactly.
C-O-O-N.
Yep.
And they changed it because somehow Coon is a derogatory term for an Aboriginal. Yeah, that's it.
Well, can I just while we're talking, I'll tell you now. When I first got in contact and started talking to policemen from Australia when I was working in a not working, doing voluntary work in a gym that was full of cops in the 80s, that's how cops described Aboriginals. They call them coons.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just looking it up now. Why Craft changed that? Let's go. Craft changing.
No, but Craft
changing Craft, coon no, cheese.
Craft brought.
Well, the guy's one. Name was Coon. He had a special method, and everybody loved it because it was.
I'm just telling you now. Vegemite is designed to have a small smear over the top of your piece of proper bread with real.
Well, Christy would agree with you there.
It's a fine spread. So I remember my mother saying, "Oh, look, my mother is responsible for me becoming a conspiracy theorist, guaranteed." And she said, "Oh, look, they've removed." She knew, why would they remove too much spoils the taste off the advert for Vegemite, other than the fact that someone like that guy, what's his name, from America?
Make Christie's breakfast all the time. And she,
I know, but
she hated it if I spread it.
Julie Andrews, I'm telling you, that they used to have on the original advert up from basically 1940 something or other to 70 to 8, probably in the late 70s, they removed too much spoils of taste. The adverts told you, Julie Andrews, to spread as much as you could, to use more of the Vegemite, not too much spoils of taste. Because it was what
you're making me sick just even thinking about it. Can I read it? Yes, coon cheese was rebranded and is now called cheer cheese. The name change was prompted by concerns that the original name had racist connotations and it was offensive. The decision was to rebrand by Saputo Dairy Australia, the company that owns the brand. The name cheer is intended to reflect a more inclusive and positive brand identity. The rebranding process is underway, blah, blah, blah. The original name Coon was associated with Edward William Coon, an American cheesemaker.
That was his name. Exactly.
An American cheesemaker who he
blessed are the cheesemakers, Rollo. Blessed are the cheesemakers.
Blessed are the would you even call that stuff cheese like that? That stuff that comes out.
No.
You know, the one that's plastic, that almost, the one that goes on McDonald's cheeseburgers, that cheese. Fake
it's
cheese.
Not cheese. It's just a liquid form. There's no milk. 100%. Hey, honest, we've got to.
Do you remember back in Thick Chase, and it got out into the community that they weren't even using milk in Thick Chase? They were using pig fat, like some sort of
exactly.
And McDonald's freaked the fuck out and went, "Holy shit! Man,
look, no,
all of a sudden,
back in the day, back in the '70s, there was no such thing as junk food. Even if you were getting a pie and a milkshake or a thick shake back in New Zealand and Australia, it was real meat in a real pastry base. We're using real.
When you got a fish finger, right,
and
the front thing fell off the side, that was a proper piece of fish.
Yeah,
that was a proper fish stick, whatever it was. I think it was haddock or something. But it was
haddock, whatever.
And then they realized, holy fuck, we can make these from the slops that hit on the floor. 100%. And then wrap it up and then put the same thing and they changed it overnight, and nobody knew the difference.
Rollo.
In America, this is the best one.
Julie Andrews. Okay. Edward Bernays, that's Bernays, guaranteed was one of those people that said, are you... You're telling your clients to not spread as much of our product or your product over the stuff. Fuck them off. Put more on. And that's more on as well. You become a moron, guaranteed a moron, while spreading a whole lot of this. Because basically Vegemite is the saltiest. It's basically a yeast extract. And yeast, apparently, if you're a conspiracy theorist, is what the your parasites in your body wants. Yeast. Yeast is apparently loved by parasites. So, and that's why bread's addictive. And I'm addicted to bread. I'm telling you now, 100%. Conspiracy theory expert.
Well, if I was going to make bernaise sauce, do you know how to make bernaise sauce?
Mix it up,
a little bit of butter, and a little bit of oil, Rollo,
lots of butter to make bernaise sauce.
And then you poach eggs perfectly in water and vinegar. And then you carefully put that on a lovely piece of sourdough. You know how much you can sell that for? $15.
No, 15's the cheapest. I'd say more 25 at the moment.
I would make the $25 version. Yeah.
Can I just tell you, for anyone listening, there's 16 people out there that are that desperate to listen to Rick and Rollo on a Saturday night. Rollo makes the greatest breakfast ever, and I've had many breakfasts cooked by Rollo.
Next Saturday. Yes. Rick and Velocet will be here in my man cave.
Uh-huh. And Rollo,
I will make the perfect breakfast.
Rollo, you have made me. You're listening to
Rick and Rollo 42. Back after the break. 42.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And you're listening to the 42th episode of Rick and Rollo. And on the 9th of August, 2025. Thank you. Back to the host, Rick and Rollo.
Hello.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to get a bit of shut off.
No, but we're going to go soon. But you have cooked me eggs.
Mm.
Like
eggs.
From eggs. What's the movie?
I love the way you say it because you're in New Zealand. Eggs, that's right. Eggs.
Cook the man some eggs. You cooked me, and you're a vegetarian. You have cooked me perfect eggs, presented it, and
vegetarians are allowed to eat eggs. I was vegan at the time,
maybe. Have cooked me eggs many times, and I'm like going, fucking hell, this guy, even as a vegetarian, and even if he's drinking 8 bottles of vodka a night,
have you seen the breakfast I've cooked for Velocet and you two? I've got photos.
I've seen the photos. It was fantastic. You can cook. No one can ever tell me that you
have... what else? You can have, meat pizzas or whatever. Like, I'm not a militant vegetarian by any stretch.
No, I'm happy with vegan pizza. Honestly, I will eat a vegan pizza. I'm telling you, and I have done.
Vegan pizzas suck. I really think proper cheese, vegan cheese just doesn't. It tastes like ass. I'd rather not eat pizza if I was.
Well, it probably is vegan, but some kind of. Vegan cheese is probably made from rodent rat's bottoms. Rat's bottoms.
Whatever. I still have not eaten a steak since 2010.
I stopped eating bacon a long time ago, but I was eating it.
And listen, it doesn't mean I'm Dexter
will tell you. That doesn't mean I'm a nice guy. One of the serial killers there, that it was classic. It was the guy who was sawing off heads of rideshare Uber guys.
Yeah. You told me the story.
He was a vegan, so he had to eat vegan meals when he was meeting all his serial killer friends. Just because you're vegan doesn't mean, you know, you're not a cunt or anti-human.
Anti-human.
Yeah, I think they just found vegan books. Just because you find a few vegan books in someone's house, doesn't mean they're vegan.
No, I judge people on their veganism, though. I do think vegan is not good.
Oh, yeah, whether you would... I had a couple of boiled eggs the other morning for breakfast.
Boiled egg, fantastic. So you're not a vegan.
I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian. I'm vegetarian.
Okay, that's fine. But you've got to have eggs and cheese. There is nothing evil about cheese.
When you and Jolo get here, we'll walk down. You'll realize how quick it is to walk to Woolies, and whatever the fuck you want.
So you can walk
from my front door to the front door of Woolies in
how many minutes?
Less than 10 minutes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, I like it. Rollo, that's fantastic.
Yep. And you can get to the mosh pit in 3 minutes, that record store that you absolutely love.
You can get to the train station
in 2 minutes. Carter Station.
Rollo, you're in paradise. You are in paradise.
I tell you.
Hey, guys, I've just been listening. While I'm getting ready for work.
Yes.
Rollo, do you have a barbecue?
Yes.
I don't, but I probably could buy one. For next time.
No. We don't need to do that. We can just cook on the. Surely you've got an oven there, Rollo.
I've got an oven. I've got a microwave oven. I've got a stove.
I need a grill. I need like a LPG grill. I was thinking, I could make some burgers.
I'll buy one of them.
How are you going to do that in the space of time we require?
Christy will do it. Christy will do it.
Trust me.
Get a little barbecue cooker. I'll have it here for you. Get like a gas powered barbecue cooker, like grill, right? Because I'm hearing all this talk about your breakfast. Fuck that shit. I planned Build-A-Burger because I know how to make a good fucking burger. Mm. I'm thinking, it wouldn't cost much to do some nice beef burgers. I'll put it on the balcony.
I'll have one ready on the balcony. I've had so much fun. Now we've got you there. I've got to go. I can't wait around.
Rick will send me the songs he needs to go out with, and I add them later. But I really am busy getting ready. I just thought I'd duck in and ask about the barbecue because coming to a remote location, I would love to bring my special sauce and give it to all of you. I'd love to spray it all over your faces. So I hope you enjoy.
I thought that was going to say that.
I had to do a joke there, sorry.
Bella's special sauce.
Yeah.
Bernays. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
anyway,
I'm watching Dexter right now. I'm going to go. What song should we go out with?
I Joined the Army by...
Suicidal Tendencies. All right, we're going out with that. Thank you, guys.
Are they
going
to be?
I will send each of you. My address.
Jolo and Rollo. Been a really good show. Really enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
Be told. Yep.
And next Saturday night, we're going to do Rick and Rollo from here.
Yes. Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, from the man cave. So, yeah, Suicidal Tendencies. Thank you, guys. Join the army.
Join the army.
All right, mate.
Suicidal Tendencies.
Okay. Talk to you next week. I'll send you my address now. Bye.